This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to speak with Lisa Soto. She is the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council, and she's here to tell us about something that's going to happen real quick here. Lisa, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hey, thanks, Terry, for having me on the show again. It's great to be here. Several years ago, I want to say it was probably 2012, 2013, our coastal community worked very hard to pass fertilizer ordinances. These are residential fertilizer ordinances, and they are in place in 42 cities and counties in the lagoon watershed. Fertilizer is a big problem in the lagoon. It contributes nutrients that fuel algal blooms, and when those algal blooms occur, then we have fish kills, and our water quality deteriorates, and we lose our seagrasses, and the whole system starts to collapse. So fertilizer is a key ingredient in the demise of the lagoon, that we need to be very careful with how we handle it. Fertilizer is still available for sale, even though you cannot apply nitrogen to the lawn from June 1 to September 30. The law requires that if you're going to apply lawn fertilizer, it has to be 50% slow release nitrogen. Starting June 1st, you cannot apply nitrogen at all from June 1 to September 30. And that's because when it rains, it'll just wash those pellets down the storm drain, or it'll wash it right through your landscape into the aquifer, and that water will reach a receiving canal, which will take it to the river, which will take it to the lagoon. So all that fertilizer ends up going into the water during the rainy season in particular. Don't want people applying any nitrogen, so no nitrogen from June 1 to September 30, even though you can still buy it.
So what can people do to make their lawn look nice?
I have never applied fertilizer to my lawn. I guess arguably maybe I think a green space is fine, but some people like a different visual. If your lawn really starts to look bad, or if you're trying to sell your house, you can apply different products. In particular, I understand that iron, things that have micronutrients in them, liquid seaweed is one of them.
What other things can our citizen scientists do to help the lagoon?
There are a lot of things that you can do in the landscape. I've been trying to encourage people to social distance in their yard and try to improve the types of species that you have. We've got a lot of landscaping ideas on a website that we share with other partners called Bee Floridian Now. You can go out there and find native plants near you, find native plant nurseries near you. I think that we need to change our landscape to improve our water in Florida. We need to change the way we live on the land. I keep challenging people to disconnect their lawn from the chemicals that they think they need to give it to survive. And that's kind of the dare that I want to evoke upon everybody today. The rain it's coming this summer, carries nutrients with it. Nitrogen is raining out of the sky every time it rains. So just see what happens. If in October your lawn is taking a drastic turn for the worse, give it that slow release fertilizer. Adapt to a different appeal. See if we can learn to embrace the beauty of flowers and butterflies and birds instead of that just green monoculture.
So if people wanted to find out more information about the lagoon, if they want to find out more about landscaping, they can go to your website, and the address is
SaveTheIRL.org, and the IRL stands for Indian River Lagoon. SaveTheIRL.org. We've got a place you can sign up for our newsletter and find out what's coming up next. We've got lots of information. We've got a link to the Bee Floridian Now website so you can learn about what the ordinance is like in your area. Some of the other things in it, like grass clippings should not be left in the road, how far back from a water body you need to keep a buffer. Those things differ from city to city. So if you want to check out your city's ordinance, go to BeFloridianNow.org. Look under the resources tab. The Bee Floridian Now website has a lot of resources available for what you can do in a day, what can you do in a weekend, what can you do in your yard to floridify your yard and be Floridian. Save our water.